received this news as an illumination. He ceased to work at his tooth and sat still, assimilating the possibilities of irresponsible authority. Then, without another word, he climbed down the back of the rocks toward the cave and the rest of the tribe. The chief was sitting there, naked to the waist, his face blocked out in white and red. The tribe lay in a semicircle before him. The newly beaten and untied Wilfred was sniffing noisily in the background. Roger squatted with the rest. "Tomorrow," went on the chief, "we shall hunt again." He pointed at this savage and that with his spear. "Some of you will stay here to improve the cave and defend the gate. I shall take a few hunters with me and bring back meat. The defenders of the gate will see that the others don't sneak in." A savage raised his hand, and the chief turned a bleak, painted face toward him. "Why should they try to sneak in, chief?" The chief was vague but earnest. "They will. They'll try to spoil things we do, so the watchers at the gate must be careful. And then..." The chief paused. They saw a triangle of startling pink dart out, pass along his lips, and vanish again. "And then the beast might try to come in. You remember how he crawled..." The semicircle shuddered and muttered in agreement. "He came disguised. He may come again even though we gave him the head of our kill to eat. So watch and be careful." Stanley lifted his forearm off the rock and held up an interrogative finger. "Well, but didn't we... He squirmed and looked down. "No." In the silence that followed, each savage flinched away from his individual memory. "No. How could we kill it?"